soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. I'm so thankful you're listening today. We're grateful for you. And I'm grateful that you've got your phone, your radio, whatever it is, however you're listening to, shortwave, internet, radio broadcasts on stations, however you're listening. I'm so very grateful that you listen. By the way, write your station, the manager today. Thank them for having Revival Time on their station. We're glad for all the stations around the nation. Swing low. Swing chariot. That's a great. Oh, I did it opposite. Swing. As I say, swing low. No, swing low. Swing chariot. God bless you. Sing it, will you? Old fashioned quartet. We're looking forward to hearing you.
Swing low.
Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home.
Swing low.
Chariot coming for to carry me home.
I looked over Jordan and what did I see?
Coming for to carry me home.
A band of angels coming after me.
Coming for to carry me home.
Swing low,
swing low, sweet chariot coming for to carry me home.
Swing low.
Sweet chariot coming for to carry me home.
If you get to heaven before I do,
coming for to carry me home.
Tell all my friends that I'm coming too,
coming for to carry me home.
Swing low,
swing low, sweet chariot coming for to carry me home.
Swing low,
sweet chariot coming for to carry me home.
Ooh. Well, I'm sometimes up
and I'm sometimes down,
coming for to carry me home,
but still my soul feels heaven bound,
coming for to carry me home. Sweet chariot coming for to carry me home.
Swing low,
swing low, sweet chariot coming for to carry me, coming for to carry me, coming for to carry me home. Swing
never played that on the broadcast before. That's a good song. Swing low, swing chariot. Pardon me. I'm so very thankful for God's grace to my life. God's been so, so good to me and my wife. Both of us have been saved so many years. He has never failed us. He has never, ever failed us. We've failed him. I especially have failed him. I know I have. But I'm thankful that Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. We just sang that in church a few weeks ago on Sunday night. We always close the service a cappella with the song. And I love that little chorus, Jesus never fails. It's a song, but we sang the chorus. Here's the song. And two sisters sing it for us, says, and it's really, really what happened in your life, my life. I have been blessed. Girls, you sing it for us. Then we're in Genesis chapter 7 today. Get your Bibles ready.
How I've been blessed.
Genesis chapter 7 today, and the Lord said to Noah one word, come. Come. That's one of the most powerful verses, words in the Bible. Come thou fount of every blessing. Tune my heart out of my bondage, sorrow and night. Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come. God's word says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give my rest upon you. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. The only place to find rest is to come to Christ. Come unto me, all ye that labor. God saw his righteousness. And the way to God is not through the works of our own righteousness, but according to his mercy, he saved us. And he calls us and he says, come. You know, in the Bible, the last chapter of the Bible, the Bible is coming to an end. The world is coming to an end. Everything is going to be done. The rapture will be taking place. The tribulation will have been taking place. The marriage supper of the Lamb will be taking place. The judgment seat of Christ will be taking place. The white throne judgment have taken place. And the earth will have been burnt up. And by the way, then the Bible says, by the way, he said, let me give you one last word, because Revelation 22, I come quickly. Here's what he says. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And then heareth him that's athirst, come. And let him that heareth say, come. God says, come unto me, all ye that labor. I'm so grateful that God said, come to me. I'm so grateful that 70 years ago this fall, I came to the Lord Jesus Christ. I found mercy that day. My wife, on May the 28th, 1956, 70 years ago, found grace and mercy. Both of us, she was in Illinois and I was in California. We both got saved. Oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Thank God for salvation. And the Spirit of God's crying you to come. If you're unsaved this morning, you know not Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. He's calling to you. He says, come, come. We've had several men recently that they said this was my last stop in the last 2 months. Several men said this is my last stop. I'm coming here, then I'm committing suicide. And they've been saved. I saw a man that said that several months ago, and he sits in church and God is working his heart. He looked at first so zoned. I'm sure he was a drug addict, whatever he was, but he's all cleaned up. He's got his hair cut. He's got himself a suit and tie. He sits in the front. He opens his Bible and he's just taking it all in. And he's just amazed at the love of God. Another man, the same. I'm just so thrilled to see what I see in the lives of men and women getting saved. A little girl got saved, rode our buses so many years ago, and she just was with her boyfriend, and 10 teenage boys jumped him and stabbed him to death. She's in the same funeral home that we were in having one of our funerals, and her heart was so broken, and she came and got baptized on Sunday. Thank God for her. She's been saved, but she needed to be baptized, and thank God. She goes, I'm going to live for Christ. The Spirit says, come. Come to him in salvation. Then come if you're saved. Get right with God today. No, don't let another day go by. Don't let another hour go by. When the broadcast is done, in just a moment, say, get on your knees and say, dear God, I'm coming home. I'm coming back. I'm coming back to your word. I'm coming back to live for you. I'm coming back to Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I'm going to be coming back to your Bible. I'm coming back to soul winning. I'm coming back. I pray that you'll come. The Spirit said, come. The Lord said to Noah, come, and all thy house into the ark. Make sure you get your whole family in. Our Father, I want to thank you for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy. And I pray that we would have a great day as we seek to serve thee today. Bless our dear listener friends. We love them so very much. I'm so very grateful for them. Help us all to come back to thee today and to live for thee a lifetime is my prayer. Bless every listener today. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.